This is Duchess Willow, and this podcast is probably going to be a little bit longer than I initially had planned on, because I just wrote a new blog, and the title of that blog is Ethical Tattoos for Sissies That Will Not Offend Black People. However, I do want to say a quick word about Mistress Velvet. I happened across her video probably last year, probably about 3 years ago. And I love the fact that she taught her white subs Black feminist theory. I tend to lean in that direction. I like to teach my subs and my customers that call me for phone sessions about racism and things that affect Black women and misogynoir and all of that. And I know that really for anyone who's non-Black, it can be an uncomfortable conversation because there's never really a good time to talk about race and discrimination. However, it's a big part of the world that we live in, and so we have to talk about it, even if we don't feel comfortable talking about it. So, you know, I do hear that sometimes, like, oh, do we have to talk about race again? Do we have to talk about racism? Yes. If you want to serve me, if you want to do sessions with me, you need to be able to talk about this, and you need to close your mouth and open your ears. However, I did not know that in regards to Mistress Velvet, I didn't know that she had passed away, which saddens me. So this podcast is also going to be a quick tribute to her, because she was one of many Black people that I looked up to. And actually, their pronouns are they, them. So I will say that they are one of many Black people and female presenting people that I have looked up to in the past and in my journey as a Black femdom. However, I do want to get into what I originally wanted to talk about, because it's been touched on before. We've talked about it before. It's been talked about on Mistress Harper's Horror School. It's been talked about. Brighton did a blog about it. I just wanted to talk about this because I do see a lot of white sissies using the spade symbol basically indicate that they love BBC and they like serving well-endowed Black men and all of that. And I think that there needs to be an education on not using the spade symbol, because it is inherently racist if you're not a Black person using that symbol. So let me get into the blog now, but I just wanted to touch on hearing about Mistress Velvet. They definitely had an impact on how I choose to lead and how I choose to educate myself, being a Black dom in a very white-dominated community, kink community. So I'm sad to hear that, and I'm sad that they passed the way that they did. Unfortunately, for those of us who are cis women, non-binary Black women, transgender Black people, this is a problem. Because our voices often get talked over. So I would like to get into the tattoo situation and why I blogged about it, because I do like to bring the aspect of education into how I interact with my subs and the people that call me, my customers, and to just make sure that they are aware that there are certain boundaries that people have. There are certain boundaries that Black women have, non-binary Black people have, transgender Black people have, that you want to make sure that you avoid crossing, because that sort of an offense can close doors for you as a white person, and these people will not want to interact with you if you don't know how to approach them. So, like I said, this is probably going to be one of my longer podcasts, and it's also a long blog. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that I sometimes go off on tangents about race. And I know, again, that it makes people uncomfortable, but we're going to get into it and you're going to get through it because you need this if you want to be a decent human being. And if, again, if you want to serve me. So I'll just start, you know, I'm just going to read the blog to you. So disclaimer, this blog is about sissies. This blog is about race. This blog is about mental health and probably many other important things that you need to know. And before I go any further, if you want to read this blog, you can read it at ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. In case you're new to this blog and you don't know about me, or you've never done a session with me, I am that bassy voiced Duchess Willow. I know that a lot of the callers are probably used to talking to women that have a little bit higher pitch voice, and I just don't. So I am a very emotional person. I'm a very passionate person, and I don't take any shit from non-Black people, especially when it comes to things that affect me. And me blogging about this is basically your free education, because outside of paid services, I'm not going to teach you anything unless you're paying for it. And please also keep in mind that while I am very realistic in what I talk about, and it may seem very hardcore, this is me being polite. I can be very mean and very nasty, and it can get worse. So if you don't understand where I'm coming from or what I'm talking about, talk nice to me if you have a question, because my tone can get worse. And please refrain from tone policing Black women. That's I'm going to put that right there. But I don't put up with nonsense from non-Black people that have never had our experience. I've always been upfront about that. I've always been very vocal about how I feel about race and racism and the kink community. And if you're unversed with serving me, you might want to read some of my older posts about acts of service, Black History Month, being a Black submissive, pulse on privilege and race before continuing with this blog. For all of you that are like, oh God, oh, not another blog about race, you could take your head ass on and see yourself out, because this post is not for you. This post is for people that want to learn. Now that we're on the same page with that, and you know what this is going to be about, and if you're still listening, I'm going to keep going. I do adore obedient sissies and cuckolds, and I know that y'all have a thing for Black men, specifically Black dick. I know some of you ignorantly have used the spade symbol. I see it a lot on Twitter, and I have blocked people. If you use the spade symbol anywhere in your profile, I will block you. And I don't care if you didn't know. I don't care what the reason is for having it in there. That is a boundary for me, and therefore you will be blocked. Period. I do like the idea of ethical tattoos for sissies. So we're going to discuss that. And you are going to open up your listening ears right now, or your reading eyes if you're reading. I have no issue with the term BBC. I have no issue with using big black cock, black dick only, black cock only, BBC sissy, etc. I promise you that no matter how much this post offends you, you're going to love it here. If you serve me, there is a purpose in you learning about me so that you can serve me better. And as an ebony cuckold, you're going to earn that BBC that you love so much. So this message is really for like the big meaty black dick loving sissy exploitation type of sissies. There is so much more than I can do to you if you like that sort of thing, the sissy humiliation, to exploit your being a sissy and loving black men and fetishizing black women. And the things that I do to you will give me control over you. The way that I dominate will not only give me control over you, it will give you that pleasurable experience of being used and subjugated by dominant black men and women and or people. Let's include the non-binary here. Of course, other white people, the way that I do things, other white people would be disgusted by your behavior. So here's where my sadistic don't give a fuck side comes in, because that's exactly what I'm aiming for. I'm aiming for educating you and training you so that when other white people see you, they are absolutely disgusted. That is exactly what I'm aiming for when I turn your ass out, to make them uncomfortable. And to train you through your own discomfort. I actually enjoy offending white people and calling them out on their foolishness. It is one of my hobbies. You might even say white tears is my kink. Now you know. I'm going to ask for sissies, if you want to do calls with me, please research the history. Racist history of spade symbols and other dehumanizing slurs. And now I'm going to let you in on a little secret that maybe you didn't know. Black people can use the spade symbol. You heard me. Just like we can use that word that some of you either use in the company of other white people, or you use it when you think nobody will catch you or check you on it. Black people do use the spade symbol, but what we use it for, I'm not going to explain why we use it or what context we use it in, because some things are not for you. And if you're not black, you will never be invited to that table, no matter how down for the cause you think you are as if you consider yourself a white ally. There are certain conversations you will never be invited to. Sissies, some sissies, have this obsession with using QOS and spade symbols. If you don't know what QOS is, it's Queen of Spades. A lot of white women also use the Queen of Spades terminology or snow bunny. And there is a black male porn star that I follow on Twitter who turned down a scene with a white woman because she had a Queen of Spades tattoo on her body and he refused to work with her. This is why you need to understand that some of the stuff that you do is offensive, not just to Black women, it's offensive to Black men. Not every Black man is going to be on board with you acting like some dick crazy lunatic who doesn't have any type of manners. So the spade symbol is a big no-no. Now, I can't speak for everybody. Some Black men, you know, you're going to have that conversation with them with what they think is acceptable. But for me and for many Black men, that symbol and putting that anywhere on your body is offensive, and they will not interact with you if they see you doing that. As a matter of fact, you'll probably get blocked. You will probably be barred from working with those people, because the shit is not cute. It's not. And it's about time that y'all learned that it's not cute. Unfortunately, like I said, a lot of white women use spade symbols too, and that's another conversation for another day. Because sadly, some of the white women that use that symbol are also dominants in the industry, who are also infected with this ignorance, and they think that it's a compliment to Black men to use that symbol or have it on their body. So, too long didn't read if you're reading the blog. There are plenty of ways to say that you love Black dick. There are plenty of ways to say that you submit to dominant Black people without being a raging racist about it. And before anyone says it, reverse racism does not exist. It's a fantasy for some white men. Reverse race play, that is a kink. And it's a kink that I cater to. If any white man wants to be treated like a slave, then I'm happy to take my reparations out on them. And I know that some of you are very uncomfortable with what you hear Black people saying and talking about, and simply the fact that we're breathing and existing in some of the same spaces. Y'all are just not used to seeing Black people living loud and proud, and also calling you out, devoid of your approval, because we don't need your approval. Black privilege is arguably, it doesn't exist, except in the area of what we can say to each other and in the company of other Black people. You notice that I don't use people of color, because people of color is reserved for people who are non-Black and are also not white. I am not a people of color. People of color is not inclusive to Black people, because we have been used in the past by other non-Black POC. So please stop being weird about, oh, you shouldn't call yourself Black. I'm a Black woman, unapologetically, and you don't tell me what I call myself or what I call Black people. And I'm well aware of what non-Black people, both white and POC, say behind our backs and how they use us. I have had an interesting introduction to being a Black woman who does phone sex and femdom, and who does BDSM. No, I'm not going to elaborate on that. Not all of it. Let's just say that being a member of the kink community bears the same challenges as the vanilla community, and that is ignorance. Ignorance on the part of, unfortunately, white and other non-Black people of color. So, when I encounter sissies who are proud of themselves for parading around using a spade symbol, it is ultra cringe for me. It turns me completely off. from even interacting with a person like that, especially when some of you, I believe, are not necessarily racist in real life. You're just ignorant and you're misguided. And I know you don't like hearing that, and that's not my problem. As far as the rest, well, you know, you can't help everybody. If you want to tone police anybody, you should probably tone police your own people, not us. Race play kink and black male submissives. That's interesting. That's a very interesting dynamic, and I get where it comes from, even if other non-black people don't understand. I'm aware that there are submissive black men that like being called names. Some of them call me. I love working with black subs. There is something that you will not understand that is very healing about it for us. However, I do not, nor will I ever, again, engage in subby race play with white men. Reason being, because y'all don't know how to act. And while I do switch from time to time, I'm okay with doing a switch role play, but no race play. Unless you're willing to pay for a lifetime of my therapy, and upfront for that matter. We're not doing that. I'd like to say that I do not police every arena of DS, because that would be exhausting. I've actually toned down even talking about racism, because for black women, talking about racism is just an exhausting discussion. What I do is I observe people. And if you do anything that makes me doubt for a second that I'm safe around you, I will distance myself from you. I just have to be very careful with my energy these days, and I have to be careful who I allow to be around me. So, specifically referring to how I play and who I will play with. Black sissies do exist. They are adorable and fun. White BBC loving sissies are a whole lot of work. Not sorry. Y'all are a lot of work. A lot of work. It's the reason I also call myself the white boy trainer. And I'm also aware that I am wordy and long-winded. I promise you, I'm getting to the point, and this is going to help both of us. So let's get back to ethical tattoos for sissies. If you want to explore using BBC only printed sissy attire or getting sissy tattoos, there are respectful and entirely less offensive things to carve into your flesh. Obviously, I don't mind the use of ebony because I call myself the Ebony Femdom. So ebony owned is acceptable for me. BBC only without the spade symbol is also acceptable. You want to write, I love black cock all over your body, sissy? Go crazy with it. Want to wear a BBC only rhinestone collar with pink leather while accompanying me to some event or vacation, or as a form of humiliation while being dog walked, also acceptable. As a matter of fact, I am very pro dog walking sissies and other submissives. I love seeing a sub on a leash. Humiliation for me has the most delicious sting. You just have to be brave enough to take what I dish out. My favorite tattoo for a sissy to display is one that says, "You are owned by the Duchess." And something along the lines of black women rule because we do. Another good one that is non-offensive and respectful of black men: black kings only, or black queens only. See how easy it is to be a respectful, frilly bitch, and your reward is choking on black dick, mine or his. And speaking of Ebony, Dick, and Sissies, I won't have you thinking that this whole blog is dedicated to scolding you, Lily White Sissies. I'd like to say thank you to those of you who read, to those of you who listen to the podcast, to those of you who know your fucking place and stay in a sissy's place at all times, to those of you that understand the importance of boundaries and being respectful and have manners that transcend your desires. Because I know that many of you call the service because you have these fantasies that get you off. You have these kinks, and you just love the idea of being dominated by a black person, black man, black woman, black transgender. You just have this thing. I get it, and I understand the contrast and the desire. I need to say this. Being pampered and spoiled by you, by being respectful, by sending me gifts, by reading and helping promoting the blog and helping promoting my podcast, everything that you do to spoil and pamper me, including, you know, gifts and tributes, while not necessary, they're always welcome. These things help me. When you understand, when you do your diligence, your due diligence, help me stay in my feminine, which is where I like to be. I like to be feminine. However, I do have a thing for kinky sissy sluts who want to ride my big black lady dick, and a special place at the end of it, right before you gag on that bitch. I very much enjoy your sissy getting turned out by a black mistress and your wild ebony tea girl fantasies. So just know that even though I am a hard ass when it comes to the subject of racism and racist behavior, you are welcome to explore your fantasies and call me and ask questions during a session. All I ask is that you be respectful. Now, I'd like to talk about mental health. In the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned Mistress Velvet. Mental health is something that I take extremely seriously. Many of us do take mental health seriously because it can take a toll, not just on your mind, but on your body. And while I loved the work that she did, I know that the work that they did, I also know that this industry can be extremely taxing on us. I believe in being transparent when it comes to mental health. So with that, there are things about me which are boundaries and hard limits. I've already discussed one of them, which is I will not do any type of race play where I am a submissive black woman being degraded by white men. That's one of my hard limits. That's one of my boundaries. My mental health and well-being is a priority even before the customer's wants and needs. So if you want something that is in less than alignment with what I can offer you, then I will refer you to somebody else. Because there are certain things that I will refuse to do. And we are a customer service based company, so we want you to be happy with your phone sessions if you call the service. So if there's something that I'm unable to do because it's a boundary for me, I'm happy to refer you to someone who's comfortable doing what you're asking for. So if you're ever not sure and there's something that you absolutely want, need, have to have, ask me first. You can always email me. I'll give you my email. It's willow@enchantrixempire.com. Because how I'm able to continue doing this job and enjoying what I do is by having boundaries. So there are certain people that I do not allow in my space or near my person. Now, on the flip side, in real life, I've had a therapist for the past 2 years. I started doing therapy sessions right after COVID because it was just needed. You know, we had a crazy time 2 years ago, and as you can see, if you've been following the timeline, things have not gotten any tamer. I don't get into all that news and other stuff, so we're not going to go through that here. But I do have a therapist. I've had one for the past 2 years, and it was one of the most needed and most healing forms of self-care that I ever gave myself, because I'm able to talk about the things that I'm feeling and what's going on, and just get another person's, you know, professional opinion. Like, hey, is this, am I delusional, or is this really going on? But anyway, it is a healing process for me, and it was needed to deal with everyday issues that Black women have to deal with. So I'm glad that I did it, and I'm glad that I stuck with it. This line of work, while it is very rewarding, I love what I do, it's also challenging. And it is so in relation to being a minority in this country and in this kink community, I don't have the privilege of just ignoring the color of my skin. I do not have the privilege of ignoring my race or being blind to color. You know how you hear people say things like, oh, I don't see color, I love everybody. Well, I know that you think that you're saying the right thing when you say, well, I love everyone, I don't see color. What you're actually doing is being dismissive of issues that do not affect you. So please stop saying things like, oh, I don't see color, I love everybody, because I'm tired of hearing that, because it's very dismissive. So please be cognizant of this. If I correct you, if you say something, and I correct you on anything that you say to me, or I ask you to stop saying or doing something, take the correction. And if I am kind enough to share with you from an educational standpoint, please take the lesson. Part of being dominant is leading. I am responsible for you if you are serving me. I'm responsible for caring for you and making sure, ensuring your safety and well-being of those who serve you. And that's what a dominant does. So take that however you want. Just be respectful when you approach me. If we are taking care of your safety and well-being because you serve us, then mistress aftercare and mistress care in general is your responsibility to make sure that you're not only respectful, but that you are working within our boundaries and that you know what our limits and boundaries are. Being respectful when you approach me. Doing this only ensures that both of us will be able to have fun and continue playing together. Because the opposite of that is if you do something that disrespects a boundary, you won't be able to talk to me anymore. So now that we've established where we all stand, back to fun with sissies. I am aware that discussing these issues for some is off-putting. And if you read this whole blog, I appreciate you doing so, because I put my energy into this blog, you know, my time and energy. And I don't get paid to blog. I get paid for the sessions that you pay me for, but the blog is free. So if you read it, that's a free benefit to you. As I have mentioned in my Acts of Service blog, we offer a lot of free services outside of paid sessions, and free events outside of paid sessions. So if you read this blog, this is a benefit to you. There is never a good time to discuss these things in regards to race and racism and racist behavior. As I've discovered in the past, there's never a good time. Nobody ever wants to have this conversation. Everyone's always uncomfortable talking about issues that affect us. And some people are just flat out dismissive and tone deaf. They don't want to hear about what's happening to Black people because they care more about things that are happening outside of our dynamic. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just extremely distasteful and disheartening that people are unwilling to learn. So what you need to know about me is that this is to educate you. Educating you is important if you want to play with me. Safe, insane, and consensual is my fun side. Educating the people that pay for my services so that we can have an enjoyable experience is my serious side. You need to be willing to accept and understand both. Sissies are a delight when they have good manners. They are a very good source of entertainment. Once they have learned to conduct themselves in a manner that is consistent with obedience and respect and adhering to boundaries and following directions. In other words, you need to be able to see past your little dick. Dressing sissies is something that I enjoy. Fucking sissies is something that I enjoy. Pimping sissies out is something that I enjoy. And with that, if you got through this whole podcast and you read the whole blog without either A, frothing at the mouth, or B, crying about it, and you're ready to go for a wild ride on the Duchess Express, call me. You do that by dialing 1-800-601-6975 and you ask for Duchess Willow. I hope that you learned something, either if you're listening or if you read the blog or both. You're welcome to do both. The blog again is ebonyfemdomphonesex.com, and I hope that you have a better understanding of something outside of yourself. Stay safe and stay blessed.